The one absolutely unselfish friend that man can have in this selfish world. The one that never deserts him. The one that never proves ungrateful or treacherous is his dog. Senator George Graham Vest, 1870. I never dreamed I would write a book about a dog. Granted, I thought my Labrador buddy, Hannah, was pretty amazing. But the idea of a book about her was not even on my radar until a devastating cancer diagnosis threatened to take her away too soon. I began to process the all-too-real possibility that my canine friend would be with us for only a few more days, or, if we were fortunate, several more weeks. During those moments of sadness, I decided to journal what I was learning from this special relationship with Hannah, celebrating the memories my best dog friend helped create, and the lessons she taught me. As I prepared for the inevitable loss of Hannah, I learned an eye-opening truth. Preparing for death is preparing for life. God has revealed so much to me through this unique canine friendship. God can teach us in many ways. All he really needs is an attentive listener. I'm reminded of a verse in the book of Job. Job, who had lost everything he held dear on earth, was being counseled by his friends, who wondered what sin Job had committed to bring about such suffering on one individual. In frustration, Job declared that he could learn more about God and his purpose from his creation than from his people. Just ask the animals and they will teach you. Ask the birds of the sky and they will tell you. Job chapter 12, verse 7. It is a sentiment I have often shared. To be honest, I did not run to Hannah and ask her to teach me. Even I am not that weird. I had no idea how much I could learn when I opened my eyes and heart to what Hannah and her canine compadres have revealed about friendship, loyalty, trust, and grace. I began my dog training lessons with an unflappable four-legged instructor. When I started to get it, I chuckled at God's sense of humor and simultaneously I was touched by his amazing grace. I believe he knew from the beginning of time that I would have this special relationship with Hannah. I believe he knew that I would be fully attentive and engaged after Hannah's deadly diagnosis. God knows how tough it is to get an ADD guy's full attention, so he was not going to waste any chances. My journey of discovery with dog friend Hannah has been a revelation. Who knew that some of my most significant spiritual growth would come thanks to a rescued puppy? I'm not embarrassed to admit that I was discipled by my dog. Author Corey Ford wryly notes that properly trained, a man can be dog's best friend. I was blessed with an excellent trainer. Puppy love. There is no psychiatrist in the world like a puppy licking your face. Ben Williams. My wife, Joni, and I are dog lovers. I grew up with a rescued mutt named Penny. She resembled some sort of mad scientist terrier creation, and she was my best friend from elementary school until college. Joni loved and grew up in South Florida with a sweet boxer named Duchess. Joni and Duchess made life miserable for the local duck population by chasing them every day. Dogs have always been a part of our lives. As 2002 approached, Joni and I were at that tough crossroads for every dog owner, facing the decision about what to do when a dog is near the end of its journey. Charlie, our nearly 14-year-old golden retriever, was fast approaching that moment. The winter of 2001, he teetered on barely functioning hips, which made walking painful. He was a far cry from the Charlie is a handful years, which is a very kind way of saying he was crazy. Charlie was the perfect blend of alpha dog testosterone and faithful friend for a household with three rambunctious boys. He ran, chased, wrestled, swam, dived, and cuddled with our sons Matt, Scott, and Brett. Charlie was their buddy through puberty and high school frustrations, much as Penny had served that role with me.